When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Sabrina Carpenter is on Magic 106.7, 719. You are on Magic 106.7, and we're glad you're here. Mm-hmm. David, Sue, and Kendra, we do the morning. We do mornings around here at Magic.
Welcome in.
I'm kind of reintroducing us to the new listeners who may be here after all that Christmas music, weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yep.
Yeah, stay.
Stay and hang out with us for a while.
Yeah. The thing that's been underway for the show, and maybe you're doing this. I don't know. A lot of people sort of reexamine their financial status in going into the new year, how would they spend money on? We're certainly doing that because all the holiday bills came in.
Oh, God, yeah. Everybody evaluates what they shouldn't have spent on, and they always have this fake plan in their head to do better and to try to save, and it's like, it lasts for like a week, and then you're back to the old craziness. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not for us, though. The Morning Magic Cash Only Challenge is underway.
Yes.
It's going to be tough.
No, we have committed. Well, committed.
We pinky swore
that we're just going to use paper cash, not a debit card, not a credit card, and see who makes it the longest. And it's going to be hard. I mean, I took out cash yesterday. I didn't know how much to take out. I just guessed because I think it's going to take a while to figure out, like, well, what do I need on a given week? But I'm going to try to make it last as long as I can. Problem is, I'm going to the grocery store today. I don't need a full shop, but it's going to be the first time that I'm really paying attention to every single thing I put in my cart.
So when you normally shop, you just go, I want this.
Yeah.
I want this. And it goes in your cart. Do you ever go, oh, hold on, wait a minute, maybe the Market Basket versus the
I do that with some stuff.
You
know, yeah.
You brand, you go, do I need this name brand or can I go store brand on that?
Once in a while.
I don't see Sue.
Sue, maybe not. No.
Absolutely not.
Are you kidding me?
Sue's like, do you have a better version? What's the premium version of this?
Right. She's not passing up Thomas's English muffins with all the nooks and crannies.
Yeah.
No way.
But when you're peeling off the $10 bills or the $20 bills at the register to pay,
it hurts more.
It does.
Yeah.
Do you kind of mentally add up the value of everything in your carriage when you shop? Like, oh, I got $120.
No, but I sort of play a game when they're like ringing it up, like what I think it's going to come to.
But I'm already in line.
Yeah, I'm already in line. I've
not budgeting.
I know it's not budgeting. I've already committed to what's in my carriage,
know,
and I have no, and I don't think about it. But I'm going to today.
Could you imagine, Kendra? If Sue ever had to be like, oh, it's how much? Let's put back those pork chops.
Right?
Maybe you could take back the name brand. Yeah,
you may have to with cash.
And hit the button and the blinking light. Put this back.
You are going to be the blinker, and you're going to have cash on you. Oh God, the person behind you.
I'm
going to
get side eye from everyone. I know.
Well, so let's check in. So you got cash, and you got how much?
I got $300.
And how long do you anticipate that's going to last? You don't know. Could be a week. Could be 2 days.
You're going grocery shopping. Isn't it all going to go? You won't spend.
You have five in your house. I have two in my house. So I'm not doing a full grocery. I'm hoping to only spend, $70 or $80. Oh. We just need a few things. I know.
You'll spend $150.
I'm going to take a photo of my receipt to prove I've paid in cash and to see how much I spent.
My point is, you'll have more money than you need. More cash than you need to do it.
Yeah, but I want this cash to last like a week.
It's got to last till next Friday. Yeah, see, this is going to be the problem, is figuring out how much will last you for 2 weeks. Yeah.
Oh, no. I just want it to last through this weekend.
Oh,
no.
And then you'll resupply and you'll go.
Well, now, I can make it last till Sunday.
Well, you can always hit the ATM if you need to. You could hit the debit. You take your debit card, get more. I mean, I know you don't want to.
I don't want to.
So I didn't leave the house yesterday. And that's a thing. If you're out and about, you're spending money. I was at my desk. I was working. I was doing stuff in the house yesterday. And all of a sudden, it was 4 o'clock. I had some stuff in the fridge to make for... I was going to make dinner. And where I almost fell down was I went out to dinner with a friend. And I got there and realized I didn't have any cash. I only had the $13 that we did yesterday when we emptied our wallet.
It's a problem.
My friend picked up the tab. Thankfully. And I didn't even have to say, I have no cash. He just said, no, let me get dinner this time. It's my turn. So that was a near miss for me.
Mm. See, if he didn't, what were you going to do?
I would have said, wait
a minute.
They probably had an ATM in the front of the restaurant. I would have had to go to the debit machine and get cash out.
Yeah, see, it's going to be tough.
It's not as easy as you think.
It's not. And we had a caller yesterday that had a good idea. She's like, you just, whatever you need. And it made me realize that 90% is nothing I need. It's all choice.
Of the stuff you're spending money on.
Well, David just said it off air. He's like, it's not the constants. It's not the mortgage and the utilities and all that.
It's
we say that. Oh, the bills. Right. It's everything else.
Yeah. Right. Oh, God.
Sounds like we're a public radio station. Like, we need the money. If you can make a pledge now to the Zootab Grocery Fund, we'd like to know.
This is going to be interesting for you today.
617-655-1067. It's Morning Magic.
I don't know what he does to make you cry, but I'll be there to make you smile. I don't have a fancy car to get to you. I walk 1,000 miles. I don't care if he buys you nice things. Does his gifts come from the heart? But if you were my girl, I'd make it so we'd never be apart. But my love is all I have to give.
Magic with David, Sue, and Kendra.
I drive 45 minutes to work, and that's all I listen to in the morning.
When you need to relax and unwind, from Magic 106.7.